The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
Well, proud of the effort and fight, as I've been all year. Thought our guys really played hard from start to finish. Give credit to Kyle and his group. They did as they always do. It's one of the best teams in the National Football League, and it's one of the best coach teams in the National Football League. So, Kyle, D'Amico, all of them, they do a really good job, and I thought they did a good job today of, battling back and find some things to that they could go to as the game wore on. But, they made a few more plays than we did. It's disappointing. We're not going to, be big on moral victories or anything like that. But I do credit the effort and the competitiveness of our team. I thought we had great leadership and energy this week, and it showed today. And, but I wouldn't expect anything less from this group. So.
Josh, since you got here, you've talked about the future. It's been continually that way. I know it's week 17, but is this offense now, Raider Nation able now to kind of get a view of where it's going, where you're taking it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, Darren is now healthy and, kind of back. And, Hunter, same thing. And obviously, Tay's, been that way all year, and JJ. And, I think that's the goal would be to, try to, get all of them involved. They're all very skilled, and I thought our offensive line did a decent job, for the most part, against a great front. I mean, that's as good of a front as there is. We got another game to go this week, and we're going to do everything we can to put out our best effort and win the game against Kansas City next week. And obviously we have things we will look forward to as we move into the offseason.
Jarrett Stidham put up big numbers today against a pretty good defense. The outcome isn't what you all wanted, but what did you think of his performance overall?
Yeah, I thought Jarrett put in a great week of work. He knows what to do. He's been in our system a long time and has that grasp of it and understands what to do. And I thought he, executed a lot of things the right way today. Gave our guys a chance to make some plays. Down the field, I thought he did a good job of really, he skipped third down in the first half for the most part. We didn't hardly have any third downs, but, he had a solid performance, I think, for his first start. I'm sure he'd be the first one to tell you that, the turnovers you want back, there was definitely obviously some other things involved in those turnovers. But I thought, leading our team, his energy, his communication, I thought we had good rhythm, and obviously you can tell the guys really, they played well for him and played hard for him, and as they should, and so it didn't surprise me that he was ready to go and played, the way that he played. That is a great group over there, and Jarrett and the guys made some plays today.
Josh, kind of a bigger picture question. Obviously, you're in a little bit of transition at quarterback, and there's a lot of dust that needs to settle from that. But would it be wrong to assume that he can factor his way into that whole picture?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably too early to have those discussions. But certainly, look, Jarrett's a young player. And, I think everybody that's worked with Jarrett, I think Jarrett himself has to assume that his best football is going to be in front of him. And, the way you improve is through experience, and you have opportunities to compete against really good players and good defenses and good coaches, and you learn a lot from those experiences. And I think he'll learn a lot from today, next week will be another opportunity as we go forward.
Hey Josh, obviously you guys are ravaged with defensive injuries this time of the year. How hard was it, figuring out with all these new pieces where to put guys, and how do you assess the performance on that side of the ball overall today?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, look, I think there's, we all know there's a number of guys that are out at this point. But, you know, we had a week of practice. You know, they had a week of practice, and we were preparing for what we thought we might get, and thought our guys practiced hard and then went out there and played their butt off. You know, wasn't always perfect. Again, it's a really good unit over there with a lot of talented players, really good offensive line. You know, Kyle does a tremendous job, you know, of calling the game. So, and the quarterback, obviously, we know he's a good young player. So, you know, I thought our guys hung in there, fought, battled, made some plays, gave us an opportunity. You know, that's all we can ask for is, you know, we had the ball in overtime with a chance to win, you know. So, you know, I think that's the effort we were hoping for, and that's the one we got.
Josh, when a quarterback change is made, it's not always guaranteed that the response from a team is going to be a positive one. But for the offense to go out there and put up 34 points today and collectively, you know, have such a good day, I think 500 total yards of offense, what does it say about the players that they stayed locked in and engaged no matter who was playing quarterback?
Yeah, I've never wavered on the character and resolve of our team. And, you know, we have a great locker room that – understands that, look, there's decisions that get made, you know, in this business. We all understand that. We don't always have to like them, but, you know, if you do them the right way, you know, hopefully you can respect them. And I think they did. And, you know, you saw, I mean, we had again, nobody sees all that stuff. We had a really good week of work. And, you know, it we translated that into at least a competitive effort today and gave ourselves a chance to win. So, you know, I would say credit them, but that's what they've been doing all year, and that did not change this week at all, not at all.
Jared, Josh, there's some things that Jared might do that might be different than what Derek was able to do. Did that change a little bit on where you could go with your playbook?
Not really. You know, I thought he did a good job of, you know, he signaled some stuff today, and you know, created some opportunities for himself, which was great to see. But, you know, Derek had the same, you know, whoever plays quarterback for us is going to have the same opportunity. You know, if they learn the system and understand how to use it, they have the same opportunities. You know, we didn't really call the game radically different today than we would have otherwise, and thought Jarrett took advantage of the opportunities that were presented to him.
Josh, you said you don't count moral victories, but next week against Kansas City, a win would be basically a moral victory. For them, it may be an opportunity to be the number one seed in the AFC. How do you get your guys up for that to let them know, you know, it's still another game they got to go out and play?
Yeah, I'm not worried about our guys in that regard. I think we have pros, you know, and we have great leadership, great captains. You saw that today. I mean, you know, so, you know, things change, things happen, injuries occur, you know, sign guys, you know, to the roster, bring guys up from the practice squad. I mean, none of that stuff matters at the end of the day. And it's the National Football League. We have a game. It's on the schedule. We're going to play our butt off, coach our butt off, and see if we can win it, you know. And I think we've done that all year, and I do not expect that to change next week. Good to go? All right, thank you. Happy New Year.
Hey, Jarrett, I know you said all week you were confident in your abilities. You were just going to go out there and play. It certainly seemed like you were playing loose, but once you're in there in the moment, any nerves? Just how did it feel to make your first start?
You know, I didn't feel like I had, you know, really any nerves at all this week. You know, perspective has changed a lot over the years, and it's not worth stressing over and getting, you know, all uptight. So I just want to go out there and play free today and, you know, try and facilitate the offense in a way to win. And, you know, we just fell short a little bit.
Jared, I know you were a top recruit coming out of high school and obviously played a lot in college, but you had to wait a while to get your first start in NFL. Was it a process to sort of maintain your confidence throughout these years where you didn't get that opportunity on game day?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, the thing about the NFL is, everybody's a good player, and everybody was probably the best player on their high school team growing up, and probably one of the best players on their college team, you know, through college. So, you know, my thing has always just been to work hard. I don't know anything else. I don't know how to do anything other than, you know, the hard way. So, I've just tried to continue to stay grounded in who I am as a person and as a player, and, you know, just be ready whenever my number was called. So whether that's, you know, rookie year, second year, third year, or now, fourth year. So, yeah.
your feet were able today to extend plays, both running the ball and just getting out of the pocket. I'm just curious, for you, at what point did it feel comfortable? At what point did you feel like, okay, I'm over the jitters, I'm ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think during the middle of that first drive, once we just kind of started moving the ball consistently, is kind of whenever I felt comfortable and just felt like I was ready to go. So it was probably somewhere around then.
And following up to that, your teammates really rallied for you. What did it mean? I watched them several times. They're hugging you. They're encouraging you. What did it mean to have those guys rally and fight for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything. Playing on a team, football is the ultimate team sport. And, that's why we play, is to play for the guys in the locker room, each and every week. And that, like I said, that's just the joy of getting to play this game. You get to meet a lot of amazing people, coaches, players, support staff. There's just so many awesome people you get to, go to work with every day, and you grow close to. And I mean, I spend more time with these guys than I do my own family. So you just get close, and you just want to, you want to do everything you can to make those people happy. So it's tough the way that today went, but I thought we fought extremely hard and until the end, obviously.
We saw you connect with Devontae on a couple of huge plays. Had you guys kind of developed a rapport that we kind of hadn't seen behind the scenes, or is it just a case of, having a receiver, his ability, trusting him to make a play? What did you see on some of those?
Yeah, obviously, I haven't gotten the chance to throw to Devontae all that much throughout the year, but, we worked hard this week in practice to try and get some timing, between the two of us. And, he's an amazing player, clearly. And I just tried to, put the ball, somewhere where he can get it and touch it. And, that's my job as the quarterback, is to facilitate the offense and get those guys the ball. So, him along with, Darren, Foster, JJ, Hunter, Mac, Key, all those guys, they're tremendous football players, and happy I get to throw to those guys.
Jarrett, Willie Ramirez with the Associated Press. Darren and Devontae said that they were not surprised whatsoever. Since back in April, you've been putting people in position knowing this system. Devontae also said after the game in the team meeting, you apologized that you didn't get the job done. And the team was like, hey, come on now. You balled out. Did you take this one personally? Are you shouldering the burden of the loss yourself? Did you feel like that immediately afterwards?
The ball's in my hands every play. I'm the only one that gets to touch it every play. And, unfortunately, there was, two interceptions in the game, and probably some things that I definitely could have done better, to win. So, obviously we're going to look at the film, tomorrow morning and see, what I could have done better. Definitely feel like I left some football out there on the field today. But we're just going to keep grinding, and we got one more shot at this thing next week against the Chiefs, and obviously they're another good football team. So we're going to learn from this one and get to work this week and see if we can, end the year the right way and how we should. So,
Jerry, you seem like a pretty measured guy, but after some of the big plays out there today, you were pretty emotive and fired up. Is there like a switch for you that flips kind of when the kickoff happens and you get out there to where you get a little bit more energized on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I just try to play with emotion. Never get too high or too low. But football's fun. I mean, we get to play football for a living, and if you're not excited and having fun with your teammates, then what are you doing? So that's how I look at it. If one of my teammates makes a great play, I'm going to go celebrate with him. And that's just how I've always looked at it. I love playing with emotion, trying to rally the guys the best I can. So that's what I'm going to keep doing.
Jerry, back over here with the Rebel Report. As a new leader of this team, how do you set that tone in the locker room, whether it be post-game, whether it be practice leading up to the game, or on the sidelines?
Yeah, I just be myself. I don't try to be anybody that I'm not. I've grown up a certain way, and like I said earlier, I'm just grounded in the kind of player and person that I am. So I just try to be myself and be genuine with the guys. Like I said earlier, playing with a group of guys like this is it's all you can ask for. That's the beauty of playing this sport. So I just try to be myself.
All right, one more, Willie.
Willie Ramirez again with the Associated Press. Jarrett, I apologize if you answered this in some form, but as far as those first game jitters, those that first drive, first minute, did it take maybe getting bumped, getting hit? Was it the first throw, first handoff? At what point did you feel not only that your jitters were out, but they were on the same page with you with the system that you've sort of known for a while?
Yeah, I think for me, it wasn't really a certain point or a certain thing that had happened. I just, once we kind of got going through that first series and we were moving the ball, you know, pretty well, just felt comfortable. So, and those guys obviously did a tremendous job today of battling and, you know, we were there for each other. And, yeah, it was, like I said, it was, you know, tough to end that way. But we got, like I said, we got another week here that we're all on the same page on how we need to finish the year. Thank you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.